Hubert.
Yeah.
This boy will be offered $18,950 this afternoon at 4:30 and be put in as a reserve in the Foreign Service, and 3 years will go in the regular service. Meantime, he'll put in the institute, and they'll try to make him proficient in something, particularly Spanish. Then they'll likely send him as second man to one of the top embassies to learn something about how to operate one. And then they'll promote him on up if he's got it.
Sending the second man someplace when?
Oh, I don't know. After he gets all the training and gets where he's proficient.
He doesn't have to wait for his 3 years for that.
No, he's proficient. As soon as he gets proficient and speaks Spanish and so forth, I would imagine they'd, I don't know where they'll send him, but I would assume they'd send him someplace like Mexico or someplace. I haven't even talked to Tom Mann. I just talked to the department. They after they get him, they want to send him where they want to, but they say that he has some Spanish, but not enough. And if he really buckles down and gets it where he's good at it, then they'll take him and put him under some old head to train him all the tricks.
Yeah, well, I'm all for that, except I worry a little bit about the inside the State Department, these outside fellows coming in. They give them a rather...
They are. It's quite a problem with them, and it's... They're against them, and most of the time they got reason to be, because most of them are hacks.
Yeah.
But this boy seems like he's all right, and if he gets proficient in his language and goes down and learns it, then he can do just like you did in the Senate. You just start out and you have to go through it. But they like him, and they said if we want to do it, to do it. And I said, well, let's get it done right quick.
All right.
Now, on your civil rights thing, Hubert, I think you got to be awfully careful that you don't leave that at the White House, because they'll say it's a plot of the Cotton South.
No, I'm taking the full
So I just think it better be a leadership decision when they ask you what the White House says about it. I just say we make those decisions up here. The White House has never told us how to handle procedures, and we're glad to discuss them with them, but they tell us it's a matter for the Senate to decide, unquote. Then, if I were you, I'd surely call Nick Ketson back and tell him that you think that you'll modify the Southerners' opposition a little bit. They won't be near so mean to you if you get the bill through for them, that you believe you can get it through in a week or 10 days, that you've got to do something for the agriculture people. If you don't, you can't get their vote to civil rights. There's already a good deal of agitation out about they're about to repeal this damn Crawford Act in California. And you've got to do something for somebody besides civil rights. The House has spent all year on it. And for that reason, you think this is wise, and be sure to get their consent. Because
I have them coming in at 12 o'clock.
They'll clip you if you're not awfully careful. And there's a good deal of stuff like that going on. And then I would try to get on television. Well, some of these question and answer programs this Sunday are Today Show, or get some of my men leak it at this farm thing, and they just say that the radio networks and television networks don't ever give the farmer any shake at all. They just cuss him, and you can show, if the figures are right, that this bill really saves $400 million.
You bet.
And appeal to the consumers that way too. But I try to get it on so I get a little sentiment for my farm thing.
Yes, sir.
And then I think you got to be on that television anyway. I think it's these group speeches are wonderful, but the fellow that's on there, they see him. And I try to get on it this week.
May I say that when I had this chance, I was in this California trip. I covered the entire Rocky Mountain areas with CBS, NBC, and ABC on some good interviews that I think were most helpful to our cause here.
Well, that's good.
And you're going to see on the Steve Allen Show, there was about 30 minutes in which we discussed the poverty program that your administration's attempting to do here, and I think it's really going to be good. I really agree with you. These meetings are just little tidbits compared to one shot on that TV.
That's right.
And the TV reports that we got out there were very good.
That's good. Okay, now I'm very anxious. I don't want to say this to anybody, but I'm very anxious to get this tax bill, so you keep them there tonight if you can.
We'll
get it because, and then see that it's messaged on down to me. Because I don't know, they mess around, 5 days and gross the bill in the House, and God knows how long it'll take them to carry it down here.
But we'll push it fast.
All right.
You bet.